Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, September 14th. And the Danny, the Florence hurricane is unbelievable.
Yeah, the videos
huh?
are insane.
The storm, I mean, 600,000 people without power.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
I mean, I hope everyone was getting ready, though, because they had fair warning.
Right. A lot of people evacuated, but, you know.
Yeah, but having no power is so difficult because it's like, what, do you just eat granola bars for like 10 weeks straight?
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that it's probably flooded outside. Mm-hmm. You can't go out
right.
or anything, you know.
Yeah, there was a video of a gas station that looks like the 76 right here, mm-hmm. and it's just like floating away.
Really?
I was
flattened.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then water as high as people's windows.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. They said like, what did he say, 9 feet or something of... water they were expecting, like, you know, the total,
right?
So it's they showed like a graphic. I'm like, this is taller than a human being.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
so we're glad we're here in Southern California enjoying the weather, sun, everything. But yeah, thoughts are with the people over there, because man, that's not easy, you know. And
no.
You can say, why did they choose to live there? Well, they did.
Same reason why people choose to live in California, when we can get a tsunami /
earthquake. Yeah.
And earthquakes, I mean, tsunamis usually come after earthquakes.
Yeah.
Like San Francisco would more likely get that than Southern California, I think.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we are sitting on a fault here.
That's what scares me.
San Andreas, you know. So, it's pretty scary shit.
Yeah. And back home in the Merrimack Valley, praise to everyone out there. That's where Gabby lives, by the way.
Oh, okay.
There's a gas leak, and houses and buildings and everything are just blowing up.
Oh, is that what I saw in the news
mm-hmm.
here? It's in Boston?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's like north of Boston.
Yeah,
it's
Massachusetts towns.
Mm-hmm.
Suspected gas explosions. Wow.
Yeah, Gabby and Mom's street is on the watch list, and they left the dogs home. And then Gabby hung up on me because I called her, and I freaked out about how they left the dogs home.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're going to go to Marquise's house, bring the dogs with you and put them in the backyard.
Right.
So if the house blows up, that's how Bruno's going to go. So annoying.
Well, so is that how your day started?
Yeah, arguing with her and her pissing me off, because we just don't see eye to eye on certain things or anything at all, really.
Yeah, that's interesting, you know, being twins and everything. But
well, we're like completely
different.
Guys,
yeah, so different from
mm-hmm,
each other.
Completely different.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is. I've had a big fight with my son over the last couple of days. And then this other guy started in with me and pisses me off and shit. So I don't know what it is. A week for fights?
Right.
I don't understand what the fuck's going on. But everybody's like fighting with me.
Mm.
So it sucks, man. It sucks, you know?
That's why you just gotta like end the fight.
Yeah, well, I do. I always say, okay, fuck it, I'm done. But it's not resolved.
Yeah,
so
that's
what
I was like,
point?
That doesn't mean
right.
anything. That actually just pisses the other person off more, to be honest with
right.
you.
But nobody listens to the other side anyway. We mm-mm. fucking argue, nobody listens.
Yep.
You know.
I can't believe it's Friday.
Yeah, I know.
Time is just like flying by.
I know. I was waiting for Friday all week, though, because...
you got something going on this weekend?
No, nothing really. I just like Fridays, I guess, and... I wanted the weekend to end, but, you know, looking forward towards the weekend. But then I'm fucking working tomorrow. I'm working all day Sunday. So what kind of
here?
A fucking weekend is that? Yeah.
Why?
Because sometimes we have, like, people recording, like, a few shows at once.
Right.
And then you need two people here.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's why. But that's why we're taking a break. We're going to take a vacation. I already got the dates. I told
October
you.
20th, you said, right?
No, September. September.
Oh, we're you're going September. This month.
This month. What did you think? I told you next Thursday.
I thought you meant October. No, I can't go this month. Are you out of your mind? That's definitely not happening.
You can't go.
That's why I said October 20th works great.
So we'll do another vacation in October. What the hell?
No, definitely can't go away next week.
But you should figure out something to do in those days.
I know, because I'm not going to be here. What am I really going to be doing with my life, man?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going...
September 20th is already next week.
Yeah.
That's insanity to me.
It's the 14th already. Yeah,
that's crazy. Right? It's already like, I've already not been casted for a show for a week. They've been filming for a week. That's how fast time is going by. It does not... I feel like I just found out yesterday, but they've damn near been filming for a week.
Right.
That's insanity.
So you're still obsessed with that?
No.
Just let it go.
No, never going to let it go.
No?
Never.
So you're going to follow it everywhere?
No. I mean, I'm not looking at like blog updates or anything. I'm like, I feel like the show is going to do terrible because the cast is
you
terrible.
You wish it would fail. Yeah, I know that. I do that sometimes.
Yep. Sorry. Hope it sucks. Hope nobody watches it.
Yeah. If I'm not part of it, it's going to fail.
Unless, of course, they bring me in, but they won't. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, what do you
Yeah, but I'm not obsessed over it. I'm more obsessed of what am I doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm slowly like I have to blow dry my hair. Like I haven't given a fuck about myself for 2 weeks. So this weekend I told myself it's time to care.
Yeah.
It's time to get out. It's time to do something. So I got my nails done yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
They look nice.
Thank you.
So the each one is different.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So I got my nails done yesterday. I'm going to get my hair done today. I'm not doing anything tonight, but I'm going to like a is it the Emmys or what's this weekend?
I think Emmys.
It's the Emmys, right?
Right.
Or is it Grammys?
No, not the Grammys. People have been talking about the Emmys, which is what, the TV awards?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
It's probably this Sunday or something.
It is Sunday. I know the event's on Sunday.
So you're going to something related?
I know it's like, I don't know if it's like a, oh yeah, it is Emmys, you're right.
Yeah.
It's just, it just says, dress code for this event is formal. You will see guests in formal attire. Please dress to dazzle. It's just called... a golden soiree Emmy celebration.
Nice. Yeah, you get invited to all kinds of shit, man.
Oh, it's a gifting suite.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm definitely not dressing to the nines for that. Are you kidding me? Gifting suites is literally you just walk around.
Right.
And get free shit. Well, by all means, I'll take the free shit, but you definitely don't need to
dress. You don't have to dress up.
No. You could literally go in Vans.
But what if they don't let you in? So dress okay, at least.
No, but I'm not going to wear a dress.
Right. Just dress fancy, but not, you know, I mean, kind of fancy.
I'll wear like jeans and heels and like a cute sexy top.
Because you might feel out of place if other people are dressed up nice.
But I don't care about that.
You don't?
No. I was super dressed up for the first gifting suite I ever went to and everybody was dressed down. I was like, really? Like heels, feet hurt. Everyone else is in sneakers properly.
Yeah.
Because it's like you walk around. They usually put it in like a big room.
Right.
Or something like that. And you walk around for like an hour or two.
Yeah.
And you like take pictures or you do interviews with the brands because that's what you basically signed up for when you go to the event. But by all means, nobody.
Yeah.
Was just like dressing.
I know. I've gone to one once held by a couple of our hosts here and they do gift and suites.
Yeah, those twins do the
gift and
suites.
Those twins. Yeah.
I know they have something going on this weekend. Cause she
Maybe
was talking
do,
to him
yeah.
about it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He gave me his card and I lost it.
Did
he's
you?
Like, yeah, he's like, email me so I can put you on my PR list or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you how to find
completely
it.
Completely lost it.
They have a show here called Taste Masters.
What do they talk about? Food?
Not Masters. Taste Makers. No, not at all. They talk about entertainment, things. These guys travel all over the friggin' world. I don't know for what.
Yeah.
But they do.
They're always dressed
for the pictures.
Nines.
Yeah. The twins, yeah. They're, you know, about my age, maybe a little older. And but
one has
fun,
a beard,
you know?
One doesn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fun. And that's the irony of it all is that I met him through Brigetta, who used to be a co-host.
By the way, I wanted to tell you on air, I cannot picture you two working together.
Why?
I just couldn't. Nope. I was like, how did that last?
Well, it lasted, but you know what? She was late a lot.
Yeah.
She was late a lot.
I like the shade that you threw in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, she made a comment too, so I thought, what the fuck, you know? No, she's the one that said, I was always on time. So, you know.
Yeah.
I was
she
never
wasn't
late.
Even on they weren't on time yesterday.
Well, they got here before the show started, but what I'm saying is she used to get here at 9:59. or a 10.
Oh, right. And
so every day I would not know if she's showing up or not. You know, so it's, yeah, it's totally different from you. But you can see how she has a personality to really interact with.
Yeah, but I don't see her and that guy that she's doing the show with lasting long on a show together.
Why, you think she's like overbearing?
He barely could get a word in.
Yeah. I know.
I don't see it
lasting.
That's
how she is. Mm-hmm. But people
know. She should
know
have her
that.
Own show.
Yeah. But people know that. She always comes back with shows, but it's always with someone.
Yeah, she shouldn't have a co-host. Mm. I feel like she's that type that, like, even when he went to go answer something, she, like, interjected. And I was like, well.
Yeah. No, it lasted. It lasted a while. Oh, and it was a good show, too.
No, I'm talking about this.
Right. But you said you don't know how I managed to work with
her. Oh, you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've had a lot of different co-hosts, so, you know. Different people and stuff, but yeah, I'm glad you're here. Mm-hmm. People always say good things about us here, so
except for that one person thing. That emails you on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, she can go fuck herself. She just told me to go fuck myself too.
Did she really?
Day. Yeah, she keeps writing to me. I should tell her I'm gonna put a restraining order on her. She says I'm boycotting your station, and that's too bad because I like other shows on there. And I just didn't answer. I said, what the fuck is wrong with people, you know?
Yeah.
You don't like my views. Why are you even listening to the show? She's obsessed with the show.
I don't know if she's obsessed with the show or if she's obsessed with you. Because sometimes people get, like, for instance, I had somebody, like, on Twitter this morning say, because I'm in the Maxim Hot 100 Cover Girl contest. And someone said, you're never getting that. Just like you're never going to be on MTV. Because I just didn't get casted for this current show. But I already finished filming a show for MTV. It just hasn't aired yet. So one, know the shit you're saying before you talk shit. Because right. I will make you feel like an idiot. But those people that say stuff like that and come at you without knowing like 110% the facts. They're like your biggest fans.
Yeah.
Even though they like act like they hate you.
Yeah.
And act like they wish you the worst.
But they're obsessed with you.
But they're
right?
obsessed with you. Because wow, they know, they think amazing. They know everything about you and they don't.
Right.
Like, bitch, I already filmed a show for MTV. One episode, it's probably going to be the highest rated. Sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
And wait for my episode to air.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't get one project, on to the next, bitches. And tell whoever's listening.
Yeah, I don't understand all these haters, man. I mean, what the fuck, you know?
Dude, when she emails you, does she ever talk shit about me?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it's definitely a fascination she has with you then.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe,
110%.
You know?
Did you ever, like, have you
well,
ever met
is,
her?
Well, it is, because she doesn't like anything I say.
But have you ever met her?
No. She's just a listener. I don't even know her.
So you don't even know what she looks like?
No. Well, until recently I found out. I was curious, so I looked on Facebook.
Okay. Does she live in California?
No. She's up in...
That's so weird.
Seattle or something? Something like that.
That is yeah. so weird.
I know. Did you hear that, Kelly? Stop listening.
Stop talking shit, Kelly.
She says I'm like what did she say? Like I'm a woman hater or something like that. I said it's funny you should say that because every time I talk to her, she's like all men are shit, all men are this, men are dogs. I'm like obviously you're a man hater. No, I don't hate men. Now, when we had the guy here the other day that was talking about men issues and things
right,
like that,
right,
she claimed that we didn't let him talk enough. And then the following day, we had Zoriana here about the movies, and we let her talk too much. You see, so this is the opinions of an asshole that is going to tell me how to run my show.
Okay, well, she had to talk a lot because she was giving movie reviews. That's her fucking job.
Not only that, but I told her, I said, look, this show is not a one-on-one interview.
Right.
It's a sort of like inclusive conversation.
Right.
We don't only talk about
and
that.
Who listens to one-on-one interviews? They're so boring.
Right. You know, you don't want to just talk about them all the time.
Right.
So you integrate it into a conversation.
Yeah.
And but she had to say something, you know? Fuck this. Yeah, let me have more positive fans for crying out loud.
Seriously.
I don't need this shit. But at any rate, people do listen to the show and are very flattered, you know? I mean, fuck, you know, we've worked hard on it consistently for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it. That's my paradise every morning. That's where I go to relax is right here. And to start my morning. And I think that's why many people like it, because they like Or they're at least interested. Maybe they don't like, but they're interested in what we have to say, Danny, you know?
Yeah. And even if they're not, they're listening, so I don't really care.
Yeah, you know.
I don't care if you like my opinion or not. Like, there's so many opinions I don't really care for.
Right. You know, I mean, on the one hand, I love the listeners, but don't sit there and start fucking trashing everything we do and say, you know? I mean, we really put a lot out there when we talk in public like this, you know, and express opinions on a large scale. You know, you can see that on social media when you have a big exposure,
right?
You know, you get a lot of fucking haters, like we said,
right?
So you're always gonna get that, but regardless, you know, people that badmouth you or put down what you do is people that have never done shit in their life,
right?
They haven't built anything. They don't understand what it takes, you know. So because just like with the guy that worked at Whole Foods, right? That Cosby kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, any work is, you should admire that.
Right.
You know, I admire him more than somebody who doesn't work.
Yeah.
Skilled or something.
Right. Yeah. He just booked a job on NCIS too. So his acting career is getting booted back up.
Yeah. You see, and all you need is attention.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
And it takes right Nobody place, right time.
Nobody knew about him. Yeah.
And who knew that that person who took a picture probably like to talk shit about him, you just like changed his life for the better.
Right.
You just literally opened so many blessings for him while you were being like a petty little bitch.
You're right.
She like did an interview and said she didn't mean, like she wasn't like trying to shame him or anything. I go, then why would you take a picture of him bagging groceries?
Because she saw it and she thought it was something interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it could be either way. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think necessarily that every time someone takes a picture of somebody doing something, it's to shame them. Like,
yeah.
Then sometimes it is.
I don't think she did it to shame.
I don't either. She seemed pretty
just
genuine.
To say, hey, look who I saw
right
at Whole Foods, and maybe some people started with, oh, Whole Foods, huh? This
right, and then it just went viral.
Right.
And she's getting like backlash now. She's getting hated on. But he was on the news yesterday for one booking the show for NCIS, but also Nicki Minaj said that she was going to give him $25,000, and he still hasn't gotten it yet.
Really?
Yeah, it was like weeks ago.
Yeah.
So people are like, hey, Nicki, where's his money?
But weeks ago? It was only last week that this happened.
No, it was like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like yesterday. Come on.
Yeah, that's how fast time is going by. That's what I'm saying. Isn't it so scary? I'm like, literally, what is happening?
Yeah.
The world is just, I don't know what's going on. Yesterday was a weird day. I didn't really do much yesterday, but
yeah, a lot of shit's happening in the world, let me tell you. I don't even want to get into it anymore.
I waxed my lip this week.
Your upper lip?
Yeah.
Like the woman, mustache.
Yeah,
lip?
A woman always needs to wax their lip, but I'm having an allergic reaction.
Oh no.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
Really?
Yeah, it hurts.
What was it, like waxed or lasered or what?
No, waxed.
Waxed.
I wax it once a month.
Oh, okay. Ugh. Yeah, not easy being a woman, I must say, you know, just from what I observe.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So, Apple announced the new iPhones.
Great.
You have an iPhone, right?
I do.
Which one do you have, 10?
No, I have the 8.
Oh, the 8 Plus, right?
No,
or the
7.
S. Yours is the big one, though.
Mine's a 7 Plus.
Right.
I think it's a 7. How do I know? Do I go to settings?
You don't know if it's a 7 or... Well, it's
well,
not
7 and 8,
8
look
right?
exactly alike, so it's like I can't tell.
Kind of, but let me see. I think yours is the...
I think mine's a 7.
When did you get it? Do you remember?
When I first moved to California, I went to a party and I got shit-faced and I had the old school, like, 5 or 6.
Right.
And I was, like, standing at the top of this guy's, like, it was at a mansion party. And I talked with enthusiasm, so I threw my phone.
Right.
And it landed on the back basketball courts down below and shattered.
Oh,
so I was like, oh, I need a new phone.
Right.
And I got this one, but that was that was the beginning of last year, 2017.
Yeah, so it's 7 Plus.
It's 7 Plus, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want a new phone. I love my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I hate the 10, I mean the X.
Yeah, which is a 10.
Yeah,
it's
when people got the X, I was like, why would you ever want this? They don't even have like the button. Like, you can't like do the button.
You don't have the button anymore, but you don't really need it. That's the point. You know, I mean, on my Android, the Samsung, they haven't had a button there for years, so you don't really need it, you know. But you'll get used to it. You really will.
I'm not getting used to this rash above my lip.
Okay, well, we'll see after the show. Relax. Is it bothering you? Like,
yeah, it hurts.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
When did you have it done? Yesterday.
2 days ago. But you know what I did? I put a face mask on last night. And you know how face masks push like everything to the surface.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, the 1 weekend I actually have plans to do shit.
Really?
And I'm breaking out. Yeah, I haven't gone out in weeks.
Wow.
I can't even remember. When's the last time I had a story about me going out?
I don't know. I don't know. It seems like you always do, but you're right.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's okay.
Keep got invited to another Emmy party on Saturday.
Okay, so there you go.
But it's at somebody's house, which makes me think it's like just somebody that's like thrown that name on there, but it's not.
Yeah, well, but it's a party. Who cares?
Yeah, it'll be nice to get out of the house.
Yeah. So with the new iPhones, they're called XS, and or maybe 10S. I don't know. It looks more like XS, but all I can say is that I know for a fact that the iPhone X is actually called iPhone 10. So would this be 10S? Because it sure looks like XS.
Is it big?
Okay. So the XS, I think, is a little smaller than the 10, but then the XS Max is actually bigger than any other iPhone they've had before.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be a pretty big phone with like 6.2 or something, some kind of like the Samsung Note or something.
Right, right.
A big phone. I don't know if anybody would want to carry that. But
I think mine is big. Like it just fits in my hand pocket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So imagine one a little bigger than
right.
that.
Right. I wouldn't want one bigger than that.
That would be huge.
It'd be like a remote.
Right. You wouldn't be able to hold it.
Yeah. Because this like just fits into my back pocket of my jeans.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Mine is thinner than yours. Mine is a Samsung, you see? And
yours is taller.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because the whole screen. Mm-hmm. I don't have those bezels on the top and bottom that you have.
What, this thing?
No. In the front, you see the white.
This?
Yeah,
yeah.
So this goes all the way to the edge of the screen.
Right.
That's why it works that way. But I'm thinking of going back to the iPhone because they have a better interface with the car.
Right.
The Apple CarPlay or something.
I have no clue. I don't use it, so.
But it's nice because it's sort of like you see like your iPhone on your navigation screen,
right?
And then you can like switch from music to maps to all these kind of mm-hmm. things. So I have an Android, and they have an Android one too. But I hate the way they made it. It totally does not look like your phone. It's just 3 or 4 apps there, and that's it. So I'm thinking of, you know, since I'm keeping my car for the next 3 years,
mm-hmm.
to just get an iPhone again so I can enjoy it in the car.
Yeah, why not?
You know, because now I have a reason to get an iPhone because I actually wanted to take a break from the iPhone. That's why I went with the Samsung, which before the iPhone 10, the Samsung was like revolutionary. And it still is. I mean, the Apple like buys the new screens from Samsung.
Right.
You know? Those edge-to-edge screens. But who cares, right? I mean, the point I was trying to make here is the phones now are so friggin' expensive that...
They're so expensive, and they don't do that, like... Because back in the day, Verizon used to be like, if you sign up for a new phone, it's like just $200.
Right.
Now it's like you literally have to go on a payment plan to pay off the full amount of the phone.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Right, right. The iPhone XS Max, which is the biggest one, starts at $1,100, can cost up to $1,500. That's the price of a fucking laptop.
Yeah.
For a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can you say?
Well, you can't do anything. Like, there's literally nothing you can do.
And that's because that shows you, like, dominating markets. Only Apple makes an iPhone. If you want an iPhone, you got to go to Apple.
Right.
So they call the shots. They decide how much you're going to pay. You know, when you have something like the Android, it's different makers and stuff, and they have to compete, so they have to get better all the time.
Right.
You know, because if they don't, the other competition is going to do it. So what happened is Apple totally dominates the phone market in the States,
mm-hmm.
but in the rest of the world, even in the States, they're saying Android has like 65% or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense, even though to us it seems like everybody has an iPhone. But it's a lifestyle thing. I think the iPhone is sort of like a fashion statement, something that says...
For me, it's just I enjoy the iMessage.
Right.
Like, I can't picture... Like, I hate when I text somebody. Like, for instance, when I text you and it's green.
Right.
I'm like, ew. Can you pick any other color but green?
Then use WhatsApp or something, you know? Have you ever used that?
I only use WhatsApp for people that are out of the country, and right. I know like one person out of the country. Right, so right. So it's like, but I barely ever use it.
But it's really cool because you can tell when people read your message and all that, you know?
Well, so. You can on iMessage if they have their read receipts on.
Oh, okay, well.
And nothing's worse than if you get left on read.
Right.
Instagram has that now, too.
Yeah?
When you DM someone, it'll say seen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Twitter has it now. I think pretty much every app has it now.
I would never know. I never even get one DM on
Instagram.
On Instagram.
I like barely check mine. I mean, maybe once a week I'll look at the top and I'll just block anyone who sent me a nasty message, but it's just too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always wonder if anyone... People,
you need to manage them all. You need a secretary to manage them.
I know, because I wonder if anyone like good slid in my DMs that I just never noticed, because I just never look at them. Like, I wonder if my, like, future, like, husband...
I'm surprised with all these people you haven't been proposed and stuff, you know?
What do you mean, like, online?
Yeah. By some of the followers, you know, tell you, hey, I'd love to marry you.
Yeah, I mean, I get that all the time, but they're probably joking. Yeah. Like, and I'm not responding to you. Like, ever.
Even if they post it in public or something?
Mm-mm.
Like, what if you saw a post, Danny, I'm crazy about you, I want to marry you.
I'd be like, aw.
Yeah, you just go, oh,
mm-hmm.
All right. Would you check him out to see who it is? Maybe he's cute.
No, I mean, I get messages like that all the time, and I promise you, I don't even open the message.
Yeah.
I don't even hit decline on it. I just don't open it.
The thing is, maybe there's some gold there that you don't see. You know?
I know, because I've slid in people's DMs before.
Yeah. You know? I mean, someone's fallen through the cracks. Maybe you get something going on there.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel that you kind of own a fucking market and you're not doing much with it.
I know.
Because, I mean, with that many people, you are considered an influencer, whether you like it or not.
Oh, 110%.
You know?
110%.
So you have to decide how you're going to influence these people.
Yeah.
You got to take, I think, you know what I think it lacks? You're lacking like a definition of like what it is you stand for. Why should people like you? Why should people follow you?
Right.
You know, and you're way beyond Bad Girls Club.
No, I know. And I know that, too. Like, I know I'm more than just, like, the TV shows I've done. But that's, like, literally what everyone's stuck on.
You don't know that. Because if you come up with something new, okay, that would get their attention and stuff, they would follow you. You know, be original. And you're going to get a lot of cool stuff, I think.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of good attention. But I don't think you really have an angle in your postings, you know?
I don't, and I don't post enough.
Yeah.
Like yesterday,
You don't post enough. You post a lot. I mean, that's why every time I turn on like Instagram, there you are.
Well, you don't follow that many people though, right?
No.
I feel like I've only posted maybe like 3 times in the past week and a half.
Hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, and yesterday I uploaded a Throwback Thursday picture because, right. Like, I have not... look at me. Like, I literally have not... I'm just now like, okay, let me do something about myself and get ready for this weekend because I've just not cared for 2 weeks.
Right, right. Find something you're passionate about. I don't know what. Find something that can really spark their imagination. If I had in my hand 350,000 fucking people and another 150 on Twitter, you know what I would do? I was fucking like a million things. I mean, that's it's a captivated audience.
But can you actually think of a million things to do? Because it's hard.
Well, it is, but because I haven't really thought about, I haven't thought that far, but I'm just like thinking with that many people, everybody I tell to how many followers you have, they go, wow. You know, so what I'm saying is you have in your hand a big market, you know, you don't even have to do anything where they buy anything from you. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm saying is grab their imagination and stuff so you'll have 3 times as many, you know. Imagine getting to a million, you know. People
are
going
to
fucking kiss your feet and everything else that you own, you know. So, but that's what I'm saying, you know, still with this. And you were right about the rates that you deserve because, you know what, we were thinking about, for example, why is he here?
Who's that?
Some people just show up without telling you, and it really pisses me off.
Wait, is he on the show next door?
No, I think he's a host here, and I don't know why he's here now. I just saw him from the side. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's not, and I'm just getting mad. But yeah, I am getting mad for nothing. It's not who I thought it was.
Oh my God, Sam, anyway, you were like me.
I totally distracted the show. But what I'm trying to say is, what was I trying to say?
So you were talking about rates.
About what? Rates, right? Mm-hmm. So I can tell you this. It's like anybody would pay about, I think the going rate is like between $5 to $15 per thousand impressions, which means...
Yeah.
Right.
So you multiply that by 10.
Let's say 10, and you multiply that by 300,000.
346,000, and then you divide it by, like, what is it, 1,000?
Well, no, what I'm saying is, okay, so let's say you charge $10 and you have 300,000, okay? So that means that you can get about $3,000, right?
Per post.
Right.
Per post. I've been doing it all wrong. Yeah, I told you this other day. I was like, I just realized, because there's even a calculator online that'll tell you how much you should be getting. And for Instagram story alone, not on my page, like for me to even post you on my Instagram story, I should be getting paid $880 for one Instagram story post.
Probably.
And then on my regular page, it's like almost $3,000.
Yeah, see, and that's not a lot. That's really not a lot.
Mm-mm.
for the advertiser.
Yeah.
They pay very little to get that kind of exposure.
Right.
But your post has to be effective. I mean, you know.
I feel like for me, my clothing posts are effective.
Yeah.
Like people are constantly DMing me about what I'm wearing and stuff. And I don't even dress like, I don't wear design or anything. I wear brands like Fashion Nova. Just plugged you for free, by the way.
Right.
Pretty Little Thing.
So what you can do with the sponsors is let them see, look, that's what people comment on. They think I have style.
They like
what I wear. You know, try me.
I wrote a couple of them because there's one brand I've been working with for 8 years now. And I've always been cool with them just sending me like monthly packages of clothes. Because for me, it's like they just sent me $3,000-$4,000 worth of clothes. And all I got to do is post when I wear it. But I'm not, they don't tell me you need to post on this day.
Right. They just want you to generally post.
Yeah. But for me now, I'm at the point where I've been working with you for 8 years. Now my friends are getting paid by you. Now you got to run me a check.
Yeah.
Because I should be getting paid too.
No, of course. Of course. Listen, if people, that's what I'm saying though. You got to define the market. In other words, you got to have the people rallying behind something.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you tell the sponsors, look, this is what these people are interested in. Because right now you don't know what they're interested in when they follow you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But find something original. I'm telling you, there's got to be something. I'll think about it. I like to think about shit like that, you know? Sort of like, what if I had fucking 350,000, you know? I mean, the whole fucking station doesn't have even close to that.
I know.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, you have something and you've captured people's imagination. Now give them what they want. And, you know, whoever likes it will follow you and bring even more followers.
Right.
And whoever doesn't like it will move on.
Right.
Either stay with you or just unfollow.
Uh-huh.
But then you'll get a defined audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So think about that. You have an opportunity. I'm telling you, when I see an opportunity, it's there, you know, and I keep stop thinking of previous people that I've met and I told them, do this or you, I think you're very good at this,
right?
Do that. And it worked. So find something you're good at that you really love and you'll see how it's going to happen for you. But, first, because when you ask, what does Danny Victor stand for?
I always say, if somebody were to ask me that, I would say just being yourself. Because so many people, like for example, and I don't mean to throw your old co-host under the bus, and I almost said something on air yesterday, but I was like, it'll probably start an argument, so I'm going to bite my tongue.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to make Sam uncomfortable. But before we got on air, she was like taking a selfie or something. And I made like a joke, like, we both were joking around about how I don't get ready this early in the morning. And she goes, well, I have a persona I need to keep up with.
Yeah.
And she said all that before we got on air. But then when we got on air, she switched it and said, when I lived in Hollywood, I got caught up in this lifestyle and this person who always had to look good and always be on. And in my head, I'm like, you just said right before we got on air, you got a persona you got to keep up with. So which one is it?
No, but isn't that the same thing?
No, it's not.
Why?
She's saying
she feels she has the pressure to put on a face.
Exactly. But then when we're talking to us on air, she said that that's not what she needs to do anymore. But I'm like, right before we got on air, you were just basically taking selfies because you felt like you needed to, because that's the persona you're keeping up with. For me, I'm like, just what I represent is girls that say what they say, but mean what they say.
Right.
No one ever looks at me and says, oh, she's a liar or she's fake, because it's just not in my blood.
Right.
And I get it from my grandmother. My grandmother had no filter. If my mom cooked turkey Thanksgiving dinner and the turkey had no flavor, my grandma was the first one to be like, this has no flavor. And she'd go into the kitchen and add like whatever Haitian spices she wanted to. And I get it from her. I've just never had the ability or capability to not be who I am. And I think a lot of people struggle with that.
No, that's true. And that's something that you should capitalize on. But
I don't know how you represent that on a page.
But that's what I'm saying, because it's not, that can't be it. It's got to be something more like,
I mean,
solid.
I'm not a model. Like, I don't.
No,
I don't.
But you can. I think you can spark people's imagination the way you dress and the way you act to the camera. I mean,
yeah.
So just somehow.
So you think I should be doing videos and then alpha pictures then, basically?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You know, I mean, something. Yeah, something. But I mean, I see a lot of chicks on the internet just having followers for the way they look in a bikini or something, you know? So. And I'm telling you, I noticed it consciously. One chick I know who was a comedian, she was cute, but she never capitalized on the way she looked at all. And then now I'm starting to see her all in sexy shit. Mm. And so this is like consciously, she probably told herself, I'm going to take a different direction because I'm attractive. And that's how I'm going to get followers.
Yeah, like there's so many people on Instagram that know their niche is the fact that their bodies are good. And right. They are like sex icons, like Abigail Ratchford, I don't know how to say her name. Like Emily Sears, they're both from other countries, but they live in LA, but their profiles are strictly like, this is my body, you're here to look at my body.
Right.
There could be so many different layers to them, but what they show online is strictly, I'm a sex pot, I am this, basically I'm this only, and that's what they get, that's how they pay their bills.
Right.
But you could literally, I don't know, I've never met them, you could sit down at dinner and have like a full-blown conversation, intellectual, filled with intellectual facts, but you don't know that by looking at their Instagram page.
Right, exactly. So you see again, they could easily say, look, I'm a full package, this is who I am, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
But they picked something.
They went down that lane, and yeah, there's like no coming back from that either, because you've just been doing it for so long.
Right.
And you have so many followers that are following you that for that particular reason. So if they woke up one day and said, I don't want to be naked anymore,
right,
people would probably unfollow them.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, because I'm like, all right, whatever. You're still pretty.
Yeah, you know.
But guys are different. If for me, my Instagram is 77% women and like 23% male.
Yeah, so that's who you need to appeal to.
So I gotta appeal to women, but it's hard to appeal to women because most of the women that follow me don't like me.
But yeah, but why don't they follow? I mean, why do they follow you?
I don't know. Just like, why are you friends with that guy on Facebook still?
And why do they don't like you?
I think it's probably just because I'm as outspoken as I am and I don't give a fuck. A lot of people don't know how to
take that.
Maybe
they like you for that.
Oh, maybe so. But they're not liking my stuff.
I can't imagine someone following you who really is not interested in something that you have to say.
I know.
I mean,
that's
if
what
I
I'm
do,
saying.
It's because the guy's a competitor and a piece of shit.
Right.
But, you know, how many people have you, like, interacted with that are actually your followers? You know what I'm saying?
Not many.
Yeah, the majority is people you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And like like I said the other day, it's always weird when you like find a comment that's so disrespectful and so degrading and you click on their page to block them and it'll say follow back.
Right.
On their profile. And right. It's like, you fucking follow me, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you went out of your way to follow me and to talk shit.
Right.
And some people talk shit just to get a response, but I don't even respond now. I just simply block you. Because back in the day, I used to respond to all the hate.
Yeah.
Now, every once in a while, like today, this girl that tweeted me about the Maxim and MTV shit, I was like, I'm in the mood to just tell her to shut the fuck up real quick. So I did. But most of the time, I'll just block.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But my posts don't get a lot of comments, so I can easily see the bullshit. So I'll just delete it. I'm not even, you know.
You don't even block?
Because I can see it, yeah. I mean, I don't need to block or anything, but what the fuck, you know?
Right.
You know, because people always have to be sarcastic and critical and mm-hmm. judgmental. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you, man. You know, it doesn't work like that. What about the, did you hear about this fight with Nicki Minaj and Cardi B?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So they were at a Harper's Bazaar event, which is a very classy, like everyone was in ball gowns.
Right.
And Cardi B threw a shoe at Nicki Minaj.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
They've just had like, because they're both rappers, and I don't understand why. This is the problem with women, especially women who claim they're feminists, is like every woman wants to be about women being on the top and women doing their thing, but they don't want, they want to be that woman at the top. They don't want anybody else to be there with them. Mm-hmm. So like, for instance, Nicki Minaj was the only female rapper that had like songs on the chart that weren't from like 1999, because you had like Lil' Kim back in the day, Foxy Brown. So Nicki Minaj has been on the top for a while, and then all of a sudden Cardi B came out of nowhere and like featured on everybody's songs, is getting Billboard awards and like being
so
in the,
doesn't like
her. So they just had like,
that makes sense.
They just like don't like each other for this. I don't know the real reason. I mean, there could be something deeper to it, but from an outside standpoint looking in, it's because they're both rappers,
right?
Because like, why else don't you guys like each other?
Yeah.
So basically because they do the same thing, but
right, they're competing, maybe they see each other's competition.
Yeah. So wow. Cardi B threw her shoe at her and she got a huge welt, Cardi B got a knot on her face, but it wasn't from Nicki hitting her. One of the security guards actually knocked her in the face.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Look what Minaj says to Cardi, of Cardi B. You're angry and you're sad. This is not funny. Get this woman some fucking help. Mm. This woman's at the highest point in her career and she's throwing shoes.
Yeah. That's. Yeah. I mean, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
Just because, okay, if you think about it, her career just started. Nicki Minaj has been around for about 6 years. She's been around for years.
Yeah.
But Cardi's career just started, which means investors and stuff who are mostly sophisticated human beings.
Right.
Are going to look at which one should we choose? Are we going to pick the one who took her shoe off and showed her ass at a upscale event and got hood? Or are we going to choose the other person who quietly just stood there in her security? Like, she just stood there. She didn't even fight back.
Yeah, good.
It's just not just professional.
Made, yeah, so she just
if you're in the streets, like it's shit. One thing.
Yeah.
But like at an event,
I know.
Like, know your place. Know when to get down, and that event was not the right place to get down to.
God, man. And you know what? This just, I don't know. You know this this, you know,
I have no idea. You just said it, you know, like 40 times.
I know. I totally fucking blanked out. I can't believe it. Cuz you know what happens? Sometimes I go, did I just forget what I wanted to say? Mm-hmm. And then it gets worse because then I really don't remember. And I'm going, wait a minute, I'm on the air. I got to say something.
Say anything at this point.
No, yeah, but I'm fucked completely. Okay, but there's this caricature about angry black women, which, okay. You know, which people fight and they don't like. It just happened with Serena with the cartoon.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
So... But then they come and the two black women and they behave like that in public, and don't you think that just like stirs up the stereotype? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it does. Just for this is the problem. Everyone puts every race in like a category, you right. know. So like, if you see Cardi B and Nicki Minaj fighting, it's basically saying, oh, all black women fight like that, but yet there's black women in Harvard who would never.
Right.
Who would never. You couldn't even let them. They wouldn't even pick up a pinky for you.
Right.
But yeah, it's unfair because like everyone's being categorized, you know? But there's like, not every race is the same. I mean, that just was not a good look for either one of them.
Yeah.
It was definitely not a good look. It's just not a good look for Nicki.
Yeah.
And now she's spent so much time talking about it because she has her own radio show now.
Oh.
But it's just kind of like you're dwelling on a situation. It doesn't need to be dwelled on. But that's Cardi B hasn't said anything since, so
yeah.
Everyone's just like kind of waiting for her to respond.
That sucks, man.
So much drama.
Yeah. So what else do we have here? What else did I want to talk about? Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to be gone next week. For a few days.
Mm-hmm. Thursday and Friday and then Monday. Are you going to be back on Tuesday or are you going to be gone on Tuesday?
No, Tuesday is my day back to come back. So Wednesday.
So Tuesday morning we're here. Oh, no, Wednesday.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
God.
It's 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I really need to get away. I really do, because I feel totally stressed out. There's a lot of shit happening in my life, which is stressing me out.
Yeah.
You know, so I figure I want to see, I don't want to see freeways. I mean, I don't mind driving on a highway in different states and seeing different scenery and stuff. But here, with the traffic and everything, I'm not complaining about L.A. I like being in L.A. But it's every day the same shit. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to change. I don't want to look at a screen for a few days.
Right.
For a few days, I want to look at green and blue.
Who are you going, man?
I don't know yet. By myself, probably, again. I like traveling alone lately. I don't know what it is.
I can't do that.
Plus, I don't have anybody to take. I mean, maybe my son. Maybe he'll want to come.
Yeah, maybe
you
should take your son. Just have like a bonding trip.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not at a good place right now. So maybe that could help.
Yeah, maybe that would help.
Yeah. That's a good idea, too. But at any rate, my point is to really get away. Maybe even being alone is really my preferred mode this time, because look, I'll be driving, I'll be seeing places and stuff. I don't have to worry about talking about other things, about life. I just want to really unplug and disconnect, you know?
Right.
And I think that's the best way to do it. So I'm going to fly into Portland, Oregon, which is probably not a lot of people's first choice of travel, but I have a lot of interest in Oregon lately. I just think that it's a beautiful place. I look up online to see all the road trips I can take there, and it's unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, first of all, they got the coast, a beautiful coast like we have up north here.
Right.
They have mountains, waterfalls, trees, rivers, mountains.
And it's so warm there, I think, right?
It's not cold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the 70s during the day.
Right.
50s at night. That's about what we have here right now.
Right.
So it's probably going to be a little more cloudy. I wouldn't mind it being rainy. It's a lot like Seattle. Have you heard of the weather in Seattle known as rainy and cloudy all the time and gray?
Yep.
So that's pretty much how
it is. Seattle has the highest suicide rate.
That's what they say, yeah.
I mean, if it rains all the time, I mean, that type of weather makes me like, me, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. But you see, so I'm going to go to Portland, which is the main city, and then go from there and take like road trips in a car.
Right.
Right? And see different things and stuff. Because eventually I'm thinking, not today, not tomorrow, not next week, but eventually when I retire, I'll want to leave L.A. and live somewhere else.
Yeah, so you want to test the water, see if
exactly,
this is the
spot. Exactly, you know. A lot of people like come to places where we have on the show, and I can't believe they come to L.A. without ever having been here first.
Right.
You know, how do you go to a new place without first visiting and seeing what you're going
right,
to? You know?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm not talking to my dad, but my dad for my 30th was like, I'll fly you home, and I want to call him and be like, yo, can I come home Thursday to Tuesday?
Yeah. But you're not talking.
I know, but I almost want to be like, can you book me my ticket now? Because it would work out for me to go home while you're gone.
It really would.
And I could leave Wednesday, like, afternoon as soon as I leave here.
Exactly.
And get there, like, because I get a little, like, tired. That's why I'm like, it's such a long trip just to go for, like, 4 days. But if I go, like, Wednesday afternoon and get there late Wednesday night, then I'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, fly back Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
We're here Tuesday afternoon. We both get back on Wednesday.
Exactly.
That's a pretty long trip.
It is a good trip.
And I would do anything to see my dog and Gabby and Bruno. I wonder if it'd be expensive because it's so last minute, though.
Yeah, it is kind of. You know what? I fucking waited 1 day.
Yeah, it's all it takes.
1 day.
Yeah.
The price fucking doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Not 1 day. Last night, a sore rate, by the time I did the checkout, it says sorry, it went up to this rate.
Yeah, because that seat was probably sold out.
Yeah, there was like
the
last seat or something. What site? Expedia.
Why don't you just go directly to the airline there? It's like half the price.
No, it never is.
Yes, it
is. Expedia is the cheapest with hotels.
Oh, because you need hotels. That's right, yeah.
So, yeah. So, what I did is I booked a bundle, which is hotel and flight, right? So, an air, whatever.
But you only got hotel for like the first night?
No, I got hotels for the whole.
But aren't you going to do road trips?
I am, but I'm thinking I'm going to take a road trip like, like day trips or something.
And
you
then
know?
Drive all the way back?
Where?
That doesn't make any sense. To your original
Portland?
Hotel.
But I don't think any destination is going to be more than like 3 hours or something.
That's so far,
I know,
Sam.
I know. So, no, I was thinking about that. I thought originally I'll do this. But look, I mean, I have the ability to cancel and change. And not
yeah,
only
it's
that,
always important to get the cancellation package because, woo, honey.
No, no, but wait a minute. This is without the cancellation package. They just, some places offer you like free cancellation, okay?
Oh, like some hotels.
Some hotels do. Mm. But the airlines may not. And also...
Airlines usually don't.
Yeah. So now there's coverage that will cover you, but the airline... The airline, you'd only get credit. You wouldn't get your money back. Only from the hotel, right?
Right.
So, but then there's coverage that covers you on everything when you buy the bundle. You can't do it on airline tickets alone. You can't do it on hotel alone.
Right, right, right.
You get it both. $80, and I'm covered completely. I can change the whole fucking thing the last day. I'll get 100% refund on everything. That's what I did before with the Hawaii trip. That's why canceling it.
See, when
cost
I go back to
nothing.
Boston, I'll just snuggle right up into Gabby's bed. That's my hotel.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to. You
move
really
on over,
need,
sis.
You only need an air ticket.
Right.
Won't she help you, Gabby? I mean, she works, right?
Not really.
No?
No. Mm. She got a lot of bills, too. I mean, she took care of me during. She paid for like 2 months of my rent.
Listen, you got to start carrying your own weight.
I know, I'm trying. I haven't asked anybody for money for a long time. Even
no,
if it's like,
right.
my, I have no money for food, I don't ask for shit.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but look, I mean, I'm seeing this as something that people can help how much money they have, you know?
Right.
I mean, for the most part.
Depends. Like, for me, my situation is I don't know how, knock on wood, I've been getting lucky for the past couple of months. I generally don't know how I've been paying my bills.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you don't have to be in that position. And that's why people will always tell you, go and get a fucking job.
And Sam, that's what I do all day, every day. It's not like I'm
not
looking for work.
No, but I know. But how long can you not have any work?
As long as your son can, because that's how hard it is to get a fucking job. I'm not looking for a bartending job. I'm looking for anything right now.
Really?
Yes.
Would you work at like a Ralph's or something? No. Would you?
But
work?
I get recognized. If I go to CVS with this hat on, like yesterday, I got my nails done, literally hat on, head down, sunglasses, and the lady in the front knew exactly who I was.
Okay,
it's uncomfortable.
So I don't know, or learn maybe like how to do nails. Maybe learn how to.
And that, you have to go to school for that. And
yeah,
I can't afford to go to school.
Okay, well, what about driving Uber for a while? You
or
said
don't
you
have a California license or California plates.
Okay, so you get it.
Huh?
So you get it.
Yeah, I do need to. I actually do need to do that.
Yeah.
I guess you get fined. Like when I actually go to get my driver's license and they find out I've been here for like 2 years, I'm going to have like a $500 fine.
Probably. But listen, you got to do it. And now you're paying for not having done it before.
I know.
You know. But
and all the tickets that I've gotten on like Sunset Boulevard are going to start to creep and I'm going to have to pay those too.
Oh, good.
It's going to cost me like $2,000 to get a California license.
But listen. Uber is a genius thing for people that can't find work between jobs and stuff.
Right.
Do it, you know? I mean, look, if I didn't have a choice, I'd go and work at fucking McDonald's.
Right.
I'm not telling you that you should. I'm just saying that people have to do whatever it takes to survive.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to be poor. Why would you want to be poor?
Oh, no, I hate it.
Yeah.
And it sucks and it's embarrassing, but I also would never be like, no, I'm good now.
Right.
Because like, people think that I'm good now. I'm like, no, y'all, I'm better, but I'm not good. Like, I'm far from good.
And what if you get a couple of, like, part-time jobs? You can't get that.
That's ideally what I would want.
Yeah.
So I could come here in the morning and, like, just do whatever in the afternoon
night. Yeah, go and get even two other jobs.
Right.
You know, 3 hours here, 4 hours there, something, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to work, man. I mean, I keep emphasizing that because there is no other way.
Right.
There is no other way. And it hurts me to see people that essentially choose to be poor.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's good that you've seen that. I'm glad about that because you're not in denial. And that's
no.
the important thing.
Yeah, no, never.
You just got to work harder.
Yeah.
All right. We're totally like 5 minutes over time.
Oh, shit.
There's no show, no live show coming next because Dr. Michelle is off today. But everybody have a great weekend. It seems like, well, in some parts of the country, I guess it's not going to be so great for them with the storms. But we wish you all the very best. We'll see you all
Bye.
On Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.